regarding laws around the last aliyah that we usually have on Shabbat, which we call the Maftir and the Haftarah. Just first definition. What is the word Maftir? Which means we understand why it's called Kohen, because the Kohen goes up. Levi is Levi, Israel is Israel. Levi'i is number 4, Hamishi is 5, Shishi is 6, Shivi'i is 7. Maftir doesn't mean 8. So why would they call it Lashon Maftir? So the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Nesh Pedalit gives a few interesting interpretations. One interpretation, he says that the word Maftir and Haftarah comes from the word Patur. Patur means to be exempt. Because in the olden days, they were exempted from the reading of the Torah because it was dangerous for them to read the Torah in public. So they exempted themselves by reading a few Pesukim from the prophets. So they have a Maftir, Melashon, Patur, an exemption. Another interpretation is, Lehaftir is to speak. Like it says in the Pasuk in Tehilim, Yaftiru Besafa. And since one is not allowed to talk when the Sefer Torah is being read, so by the time they get to the Maftir, the Sefer Torah is finished. So therefore they say Maftir, as if now it's permissible to talk. Third interpretation, he said, that the word Maftir, he brings proofs on the Midrash, means to begin. Because normally we begin every Aliyah primarily with the reading of Torah. Here primarily we beginning with the reading of Nevi'im. So therefore Lehaftir is to begin with a reading from the prophets. The reason why we use an Aramaic terminology, Maftir is not Hebrew, it's Aramaic, and Haftarah, is because they wanted the congregation to understand what this Aliyah was, and in those days the language was Aramaic. The Maftir makes Berachot. He makes a Beracha before the reading of the Torah, and after the reading of the Torah, like every other Aliyah. Even though it's a repetitive Aliyah, you're repeating. So the question is, why repeat it all? Just let them go up and read the Haftarah. The explanation is that the rabbis did not want to diminish the kavod of the Sefer Torah, as if we're making the Haftarah higher than the Sefer Torah. So therefore they made him read a few pesukim, albeit repetition, read a few pesukim from the Torah first, in order to show kavod to the Torah before we open up the Nevi'im. Therefore, after he finishes saying the two berachot on the Torah, he goes right away into making the berachot of the Haftarah. Now the berachot of the Haftarah are 5. 1 beracha before the Haftarah, and 5 and 4 berachot after the reading of the Haftarah, which altogether gives the Maftir 7 berachot. 2 of the Sefer and 5 of the Haftarah. 7 berachot are corresponding to 7 aliyot that are given on Shabbat. Now there was a very interesting reason that the Sefarim bring down, the Pnei Yeshua brings it down as well, to why we read 7 olim on Shabbat. Different reasons were given. Some say it's because some people might not have been able to come to the synagogue during the week. Maybe they were traveling, or they weren't feeling well, or they were that another exemption why they didn't come to the Bet Knesset. And we know the value of answering Barichu every single day in the Bet Knesset with a minyan. When the Hazan says Barichu et Hashem Mevorach, and the Kaal says Baruch Adonai Mevorach Leolam Ba'ed, it says at that moment the neshama of the person settles in. It's a big minyan. But let's say a person missed the barichus for the 6 days of the week. So we send up 7 olim so he can hear 7 barichus. 6 barichus for the days that he missed, and 1 barichu corresponding to Shabbat. So that would be a novel interpretation, that the 7 olim is really for the barichus. Therefore one should really pay attention to the barichus, if that's one of the reasons that are brought down. Even if he was in the Bet Knesset. But a person misses barichus during his life, and therefore there's a chance for him to make up all the barichus that were missed. Last but not least, this is important to document. Many people, they have what's called yortzeit. And they ask for an aliyah. They want an aliyah on Shabbat, the week of the yortzeit, which is clearly the custom. God forbid, if let's say the yortzeit is on a Tuesday. So the custom is the Shabbat before the yortzeit. For his father, his mother, whatever it may be. So they ask for an aliyah. So the question, which aliyah is a preferred aliyah. So there's a very important chidah. The chidah is in Resh Pei Dalet in Seif Aleph in Birkei Yosef. He has a Yifrad Midrash. It says Shemet Ehad. There was a person that died, and he seemingly communicated to his family somehow, maybe in a dream, and he said the Eno Nitzol Me'oncho Kasher, that he's not going to be saved from his punishment that he had wherever he was, Ad Shebeno Yomar Kaddish, until the son says the Kaddish, O Yeftir Benavi, O Yomid Haftarah. So the Rivash in Siman Kuf Tevav says from here we have the custom that a child says the Kaddish, the last Kaddish before Aleinu, which is called Kaddish Al Yisrael, Kaddish Yatom, all the 12 months, Vegam Laftir Benavi, and also to read the Haftarah. So this is important deen, that there is an inyan to read the Haftarah for a yortzeit. People think that the yortzeit is the mashlim, to say they have Kaddish. But in truth, that's not the Kaddish they were talking about over in this Midrash. The Kaddish was talking about the Kaddish before Alan and Shema Kaddish Israel. And therefore, people should know that getting the Aliyat Maftir has great value for the yortzeit. Not only making the seven berachot, but to read the Haftarah as well. So that would solve a lot of problems. In a case where you're in a synagogue where there's two people have yortzeit. So once you go up Mashlim, once you go up Maftir. And the truth of the matter is the one that's going up Maftir probably has an advantage. But they don't know that. They think the Mashlim is better. On the contrary, especially what we learned from Rabbeinu Ari, that said that the seventh Aliyah is the smallest of the Aliyot during the day. So therefore, clearly the Maftir would have the advantage.